Other people's words turned me into a writer, or at least, to begin with, made me dream of becoming one. As a child, the words and images that fired my imagination came from picture books and comics. In my teens, it was the gonzo journalism I devoured in the music press. In fact, my first published writing was music journalism. I began, as I suppose so many of us do, by emulating the writers I admired. There's a well-known mantra in Stephen King's On Writing, read a lot, write a lot, which rings very true for me. One occupation leads to another. Another writer's turn of phrase makes me restless to put my own pen to paper. A striking image in someone else's poem or short story might set off a chain reaction in my own imagination. One brief paragraph in Algernon Blackwood's story, The Insanity of Jones, helped to unlock a novel I'd been stuck on for months, somehow magically casting a light on the world I'd been trying to build but couldn't quite see. And so, all at once, the novel I believed did not want to be written suddenly wrote itself right to the end in a matter of weeks, all because of a few lines I chanced to read one afternoon in a remote house in Wales. So reading is feeding. It keeps the channels open, stimulates the subconscious. If the morning's work goes well, even if it doesn't, reading in the afternoon or evening is more than just a reward for putting in the hours. It's refueling. But I've learned to avoid reading in the field in which I work when I am in the midst of work. I try to follow Dorothea Brand's advice on this and read other things, the kind of fiction I don't and couldn't write. Non-fiction, news stories, geeky IT articles, anything but my own kind of thing, which some would call horror and others would call fantasy. I prefer speculative fiction. But in between writing projects, I'll read the field willingly. M.R. James, Blackwood, of course, Machen and Ramsey Campbell and Thomas Ligotti, but never when I'm in the midst of work, when there's a danger, as Miss Brand says, of assuming and writing in someone else's voice, not one's own. So I'm safer with writers of a different kind, the ones I could never emulate even if I wanted to. Ian McEwan, Cormac McCarthy, Joseph Heller, whose Something Happened convinced me to wash my hands of the 200-word record reviews I was then writing and to aim instead for something bigger and more ambitious. And a recent discovery, Stoner by John Williams, a moving, beautifully written novel which vanished not long after its publication in the 1960s, before being found again 50 years later. I'll have to read Stoner again soon, just as I'll revisit some of the classics that left their mark on me, because I sometimes fear I'll never have the chance to reread the books that changed me. Oh, and one day soon I will start Ulysses again. This time I hope to finish. And meanwhile, the list of books to read before I die keeps on growing. The list goes on, and I know I'll never reach the end of it, but at least I know where to start.